Hello and welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Psalms 139:7 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?" Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities. This episode is entitled, How Are We Doing?
Evaluations, performance reviews, feedback. Quality assurance appears to be a topic of much conversation today. There is a genuine interest to know how we are doing. I recently called my bank to report a stolen credit card, and after completing all business, the customer service representative asked, "Would you please stay on the line to complete a short survey for feedback on the service provided?" Suddenly, our pleasant conversation became a complex numerical transaction, rating the experience from 1 to 5. Feedback requirements are everywhere. Surveys arrive requesting evaluations from my dentist, my grocery store. There are printed receipts that have numerical codes listed next to a toll-free number where you may call to evaluate the service provided and often the person who helped you with this service. Feedback. How are we doing? In a reward-based transactional world, what happens with feedback provided? Does quality truly improve based on my observation? What if there were no changes, repercussions, or rewards to any feedback? And we all simply agreed that a job well done is truly its own reward. What would we left to improve on? What would be the measure of our improvement from feedback? What are the measures of our improvement from feedback about us? A colleague recently requested a recommendation letter for her teaching portfolio. Teaching interviews are quite unique. Not only are you interviewed by administrators, you also present a lesson. You actually teach a class. The topic is assigned to you, and the audience is a mix of future colleagues, administrators, sometimes students, and all of them act as students in a classroom. After her interview, I took my friend out to dinner to hear about the details. "Two of the audience members behaved as disruptive students," she said. "How is this a fair evaluation? Feedback in numbers and comments from strangers?" She moves food around her plate in a pensive way. "Every day in the classroom, I am consciously effective because someone is watching me, assessing. I am nice because someone is observing me, behaving because you never know who's recording you on their cell phone." We both laugh at her comment, and I smile because I understand her frustration. I smile, but I quickly realize the depth of what she was observing. That something about ourselves requires editing because of feedback by others. Being a good person has no significant gravitas without the proper numbers to back it up. Any form of feedback affects more than just our professional esteem. We often fret over lingering thoughts of what others think or speak about us. Whose evaluations keep us up at night? Friends? Co-workers? Employers? Family? I'm still pondering the conversation about evaluations and how these often highlight imperfections. It appears that evaluation methods limit the person. All of us have different abilities and spiritual gifts that transcend borders of evaluation. At the end of the day, we're evaluated by no rubric, but through Jesus Christ. Having accepted Him as my Savior, my defective self is replaced by perfection that's not mine, but motivates me to excel in my self-development, my desire to serve Him. I am motivated to care for others, and my reward is fulfilling a mission of service for Christ. Yes, there are human limitations of feedback towards one another. There are days we fumble through rough terrain, and days we seem to sail safely through adversity. Yet, when no one is watching, in our service towards one another, how are we doing?
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our podcasts by going to wherever you get your podcast. You can also subscribe by going to aradio.org. That's aradio.org.